Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition from Philadelphia. It's 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. A national car rental shortage is derailing plans for travelers in the Philadelphia region. WHYY's Laura Benshoff has more.
When Julia Jordan showed up for her scheduled car rental in Northeast Philly last month, the guy behind the counter gave her bad news.
He was basically like, there's no cars here. And that if he had a car, he would give it to me. And that I was one of 10 people he was going to have to say this to that day.
She ended up taking an Uber to Philadelphia International Airport and booking a car there that cost three times as much.
It's just like such a massive headache for what seems like it could have been avoided.
This is what some are calling the car rental apocalypse. At the beginning of the pandemic, rental car companies sold off some of their fleets, and an ongoing microchip shortage has made new cars scarce. That's pushed prices up and availability down, just as many people are trying to travel. WHYY heard more than a dozen stories of high prices, double-booked cars, and long waits from people traveling to and from the region. Representatives for Enterprise and Hertz, the two biggest car rental groups, both urged customers to book as early as possible to guarantee getting a car. But market research by Bloomberg's Second Measure shows where they're lagging, peer-to-peer car sharing services like Turo are picking up the slack. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.